Hey there, and welcome to Leading Presales, the show for solution engineering leaders who want to build teams that drive revenue, and not just demos. My name is Tim, and I'm the co-founder of SE Rockstars, and together with Jan, we've coached over 350 solution engineers and their leaders across several dozens of companies. Every conversation you hear on this show is based on real coaching situations, real challenges, real problems that SE leaders like you are dealing with right now. None of this is made up. We use AI to bring these stories to life through our two hosts, Nate and Ava, but the insights come straight from the trenches. Each episode gives you one actionable takeaway you can apply immediately, whether you're already leading a team or working your way into that role. All right, let's get into it.
We won a deal last quarter we had no business winning. The competitor's product was better. Faster, cheaper, slicker AI features. On paper, we should have lost.
What happened?
One question in the final round. The customer's CFO leaned forward and said, "If the model gets it wrong, who pays?" The competitor's AE froze. Our AE just said, "We do. Here's the SLA. Here's the indemnification. Here's the audit trail." Deal closed.
Wait, that was it? One question?
That was it. The competitor had been selling features for 6 months. We had been selling accountability. The CFO bought accountability.
That reframes a lot. Welcome to Leading Presales. I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. One idea, 5 minutes. Today, why the durable moat in an AI-saturated market isn't features, and what SE leaders need to start training for this quarter. Think about the professions that should have been obliterated by language models. Auditors, lawyers, tax advisors. 3 years in, they're still being paid. Why?
Because they're not just producing outputs. They're carrying the liability.
Exactly. A model can produce a tax return. A model cannot sign one. The signature is the value. The signature is what your customer is buying.
Okay, but here's where I struggle. Accountability isn't a feature I can put in a demo. I can't open a slide and show you, here's our liability. How do I get my team to sell something that doesn't exist as a screen?
That is the problem. Most SE teams have spent a decade getting really good at demoing capabilities. Click here, watch this happen. The training, the certifications, the demo libraries, all of it points at what the product does.
And almost none of it at what the company stands behind.
Almost none. And the buyers we're meeting now, especially the ones with budgets above $1 million, they don't actually care that much about features anymore. They assume parity. What they're trying to figure out is, when this goes wrong, who's on the hook?
Pushback, though. Doesn't this come down to legal language and contracts? Why is it an SE problem?
Because legal language doesn't carry by itself. It carries when an SE can walk a customer through how it works in practice. The SE has to be able to say, here's where our team takes ownership. Here's where we hand off. Here's what we've done for customers in your situation. That story used to be optional. Now it's the deal.
And here's where the AI-first competitors are exposed. They can't tell that story. They're 3 years old, they don't have a scar tissue library, they don't have 10 customers they've stood behind when things went wrong. They have a beautiful product and a thin track record.
That's it exactly. Their pitch is, look what we can do. Your pitch becomes, look what we've owned. Those are not the same sale.
And the buyer can tell the difference, even if they don't articulate it that way.
They can tell. They feel it in the room.
So you're saying SEs need new content, new reference stories.
New stories, and a new way of telling them. Not, we deployed our platform at this customer, and they saw X. That's a feature story. The new story is, this customer had a regulator breathing down their neck. We owned the outcome. Here's how it played out. Same customer, completely different narrative weight.
That's a content gap I can act on. So what's the move?
This week, pull your team's last 10 customer reference stories. Read them with one question. Is this story about features delivered or outcomes owned? Be honest. Most leaders find their library is 90% features. That's your gap. Now you know where to invest.
And then what? You can't manufacture an accountability story.
You can't manufacture it, but you can surface it. The accountability lives in the customer success notes, in the SLA escalations, in the cases where your company actually showed up when something went sideways. That's where the stories are. They just haven't been written down as sales artifacts.
So, step one, audit the library. Step two, mine customer success for the stories nobody's told yet.
Step three, train your SEs to lead with them. Stop opening with the product tour. Open with, here's a customer who was in your situation, and here's what we did when it mattered.
That's a different kind of SE.
That's the SE that survives the next 5 years. The feature tour SE doesn't.
I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. See you next episode.
Thanks for listening to Leading Presales. If you've got a question, a topic you'd like us to cover, or you just want to connect, reach out to me at tim@serockstars.com. And if what you heard today hit home and you want to talk about how to develop your SE team, feel free to book a discovery call at serockstars.com. No strings attached. The link is, of course, also in the show notes. Until next time, and keep leading from the front.